Joining me today is Robert Weissert. He's the Executive Vice President and Counsel to the President and CEO for Florida Tax Watch. Robert oversees the research agenda and coordinates efforts to increase government efficiency, improve accountability, and enhance effectiveness. As one of Florida's leading research organizations, Florida Tax Watch is no stranger to the impacts of constitutional amendments on Florida's families and businesses. Recently, Florida Tax Watch took a closer look at Amendment 2, which would permanently retain the 10% cap on non-homestead tax assessments. Robert, can you explain that cap and how it impacts Florida's non-homestead tax structure?
Absolutely. Well, this Amendment 2 that will be on the November ballot in 2018 actually just extends a tax cap that has been in place since 2009. So unlike the other amendments to the Constitution this November, this one amendment actually doesn't make a change but retains what is already in the Constitution, and it does that as was required in 2008 when it originally passed. What it does provide and what it has provided for 10 years is a cap on the taxable value increase for non-homesteaded properties. So there's two things there. One is a non-homesteaded property is any property owned that is not the primary residence of the owner. So that's a renter, any family that rents a home, that's a non-homesteaded property. Any business, if you're an employee of business or you own a business or you run a business, that business is a non-homesteaded property. And any rental property, any vacation home or a second home or any home that you rent or that someone rents out is a non-homesteaded property. This 10% cap means that the taxable value cannot increase by more than 10% year over year. For homesteaded properties, we have Save Our Homes, which caps it at 3% increase. This non-homesteaded property is capped at 10%. So already it's allowed to fluctuate much higher. But that 10% is very important because in the 7 years leading up to when that cap was passed about 10 years ago, we saw non-homesteaded property taxes increase by 150%. So this 10% cap is incredibly important for these non-homesteaded properties, meaning it's important for everyone. Because if you rent a home, you're going to be directly affected by this. If you have a business, you're going to be directly affected by this. And if you have a job, you're going to be directly affected by this. And if you buy anything in Florida, you're going to be directly affected by this because you buy things from businesses that are going to be directly affected by this. So it's really important for everyone, even if you aren't connected with a non-homesteaded property, in the Florida's economy, you are. So it's really important for everyone. It's important for our jobs. It's important for our economy. It's important for the fairness of the tax system to vote yes on Amendment 2.
Robert, the ballot's going to be extremely long this year with Florida's entire cabinet up for election. You've got a U.S. Senate race, the governor's race, various state seats up for grabs. And then there are 12 constitutional amendment proposals, including Amendment 2. What is the concern if voters experience voter fatigue and ultimately this goes down?
Well, it would be a major concern if this goes down because it's the only protection in the Constitution for non-homesteaded properties. So we would see significant inequity in the property tax system, but more importantly, we would see negative effects on Florida's economy. We would see business investment reduced. We would potentially see jobs reduced. We would see wages depressed. We would see prices increase. Overall, we would see a lot of very bad effects for Florida's economy and really no offsetting good impacts. It's not like other things where there's kind of an upside and a downside. There's really only an economic downside if Amendment 2 doesn't pass. So we do know there will be voter fatigue. There'll be at least 12 amendments on the ballot, one already having been removed and a couple more being challenged. But this is the second one overall. So I certainly hope that all voters inform themselves. They can go to websites like FloridaTaxWatch.org and find the voter guide, which lays out the impact of all the amendments. Three of them specifically are on your taxes. Numbers 1, 2, and 5 directly relate to your taxes. So I certainly hope that the voters do take advantage of organizations like Florida Tax Watch and the Florida Chamber Foundation and others that are seeking to inform voters about the impact of these amendments. And they educate themselves on the importance of Amendment 2, because if it does not pass, it will be bad for everyone.
Robert, I enjoy these podcasts because I get to talk to a diverse group of people, and I get to ask one question of each and every one of them, and it's the same question. So let's end with this. What does free enterprise mean to you?
Free enterprise means the opportunity for everyone to pursue their best interest and their economic benefit with maximum private property rights and with minimum intrusion from government. So I think that's something we all need to respect, and we all need to understand, and we all need to aspire to. And we need to make sure that in the applications of regulation and taxation, that we apply those fairly. So I do think free enterprise directly relates to Amendment 2, because our tax system is currently unfair, and that interferes with free enterprise. So we need to think about that as well. But I think the most important part of Amendment 2 is the fact that it's good for Florida's economy to vote yes on it. It's very important that people do that, but it's also important that people be educated on free enterprise. So I always appreciate you thinking that way, Preston.
Robert, good to catch up with you. Thank you for the time today.
The pleasure is mine as always, Preston. Take care.